This conference is being recorded.
Hello and welcome to the Meditation for the Economy in the United States, the world, and you. I'm Phoenix, and it's my great pleasure to host you today and lead you through this meditation and spiritual message. You can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the United States economy, the world economy, and all things economic and financial within each of us, and to do so under grace. Our means to do this is to open ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity who we are, to be the living instruments of peace who we are. Before we begin today's meditation, we'll start with the message from God that I received for today from the book of the same title, page 194. Your thoughts and words shape your reality. You can have it any way you want. Your thoughts and words shape your reality. You can have it any way you want. You know, in Western society, we think literally whatever is happening out there, whatever is being reported in the news, we often believe that's exactly what it is, as in recent times, as filled with crisis, tension, war, economic loss, and continuing drama. In Eastern cultures like the Hindus and Buddhists, to even shamanistic societies like the Toltec in Mexico and North and South American Indians, our external world is all a dream. One we created with our beliefs through our thoughts and words. Ancient Babylonians knew this too. Their word for this was abracadabra, I create with my words. Every day we are given choice after choice. It's the nature of living. First you must decide if you want to live in heaven or hell now in this lifetime, not later after death. Start with that answer in mind first. Right now, do you want to live in heaven or hell? Allow that question to guide you, your thoughts, words, choices, to every choice you are given throughout every moment of the day. From what you watch, if at all, on TV or listen to on the radio, to what you read, to who you speak to, and how you think about whatever did or did not happen or as it seems to be reported. Do you want to live a life of peace, harmony, and prosperity? Be mindful of your thoughts, your words. Choose thoughts and words for yourself and others of peace, harmony, and prosperity. Your outer world, as well as your own physical being, regardless of what others appear to be, will change. As you change, your inner conversation, the outside world, changes. As you change, your choices, your outside world changes. All is well. We will keep that message in mind as we begin today's meditation. I invite you now to go inside, close your eyes, perhaps open your arms wide, and really feel your angelic spirit self as if you are a living angel right now, and those are your angelic wings. And as you do that, your chest expands, and breathe inside. Nice, slow, rhythmic breaths, slowing it down, breathing in and watch your chest rise up. Hold it and let it out ever so slowly. There you go, in and out. And notice on the out-breath, we're taking our time, really slowing it down, bring up all that stuff that's ready to be released now. Breathing in the wisdom of the universe. Breathing out all toxic thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Breathing in peace. Breathing out toxic, poisonous thoughts. Breathing in love. Breathing out every ounce of fear and all its cousins, doubt, hesitation, make wrong. Breathing in harmony. Breathing out confusion, hesitation, congestion. Breathing in prosperity. Breathing out lack, loss, regret. Simply breathing into your heart center now. Allow yourself with your breath to go deeper and deeper, only focusing on your breath and the space inside. And as you go deeper, notice the beginning of a light inside. Breathe into that light. We're going below the surface now, going deep inside the universe inside of you. As you breathe into that light, notice that it becomes brighter. Just focus on the light inside of you. Focus on it with the curiosity of a child, with wonder and joy, expectancy. Breathing into your center, your heart center now. Not knowing what to expect, but expecting all good things. Expectancy. Before we enter on this inner journey, knowing all is well, we are entering the world of peace, harmony, and prosperity, deep below the surface, or whatever the outside world has for us, whatever may appear to be rough seas above, we are deep down inside, and all is well. Has its own energy down here. We're following the light, the inner light, allowing us to take us deeper and deeper inside to the core of our being. Traveling with ease, gliding towards the light. Now, simply allow yourself to be one with the light inside of you. Really see that is who you are now, one with this light inside of you, this light of peace, and feel the peace. Feel it rise up from your center of your being, extending out like the rays of the sun inside of you to every limb, every organ, every cell and atom of your being. You are one with peace. Feel that peace. breathe in to your heart center this beautiful, bright light inside of you. Feel the warmth of peace. Feel being embraced in the divine. How secure it feels now. Recognize this feeling. Peace. Absolute stillness inside and calm. Peace. You are living peace. And with peace comes harmony. Breathing into your heart center of this space of peace. Every cell and atom of your being, every thought within you that has ever been, knows exactly what to do. It reorganizes itself for peace, and that is harmony. It rearranges itself for peace, and it lets go all those emotions that have grabbed you in the past and taken you away from peace. And it comes out in lots of different ways. You may cry. You may seem to create more upset in your life. Simply letting go. Whatever happens, know it is love in action. And when you know that, you will respond with love. You'll bless whatever has happened. You'll praise it, knowing harmony is coming right now. It's all for your good. As we center on this space inside and feel the peace and feel and know that we are being reorganized and letting go who and what doesn't work, maybe never did, the thoughts, the experiences, the relationships, the emotions, the words, the beliefs. We let go all those things that create the drama, that brought the upset, that created perhaps violent reactions on our parts and others, created dis-ease inside of us and others. We let all that go. All that is left is rich. We are not empty. We are filled. We are filled with the abundance and the magnetic ability to attract more abundance. For all we want is that which is filled with peace and harmony, and that is abundance. For everything we receive, we share in the spirit of joy and abundance. And we naturally attract more joy and abundance. For we now are centered in peace. Not greed, not loss, not enough. Peace. Absolute peace. That is what we feed our soul. When we choose heaven on earth now, every action, every thought is one of love. We embody who we are, a child of God. We come with every thought, with every word, with every action, as God would choose? Love. Feel that love inside of you. Feel and know the power of who you are. Right now, wherever you are, feel the truth of your being. From a place of love, not ego, not a mightiness and needing to wield an external display of godliness. It's simply a humble knowingness, an inner peace that sees, feels, and responds to the world as God would, with love. And it also responds to yourself with love, knowing you are doing the best you know every day. It's all you can do. And the world may seem to give you lots of twists and turns, and you continue to be your God self, doing the best you know how every day from this place inside, connecting with who you are, being your God self the best you can today, every moment of the day, with every choice that comes to you. Pause. Connect inside. Be God. Choose to see, to feel, respond from love, starting with you. Make yourself right for doing the best you know how to do, even when you don't seem to do that. Knowing that in just the next moment, you get to choose again. Choose love. Choose love and feel the peace. And keep choosing love until that is exactly how you always respond without having to be mindful to choose love. It will be. You will come back to totally embodying who you are naturally. And now it's time to come back to the world again, the outside world. And if you have in this moment chosen to choose love, then know you may receive endless tests throughout the day, little things here and there, it's not the big ones. Pause, reconnect, come from love, choose love, the best you can at that moment. It will get easier. Make yourself right. Begin again. Now, become conscious of your breath again. Breathing in and out, ever so gently, as we come back up to the surface, conscious of our breath, and therefore becoming conscious of our thoughts, our words, our choices. Feel your toes, your fingers. Sway your head ever so gently back and forth. Breathe into your heart center and say to yourself, I bless you and thank you. Namaste. And I bless you and thank you. Namaste. We end this call by calling on Carla, inviting her to chant to tone of.
Thank you. I love to do it. Thank you, beloved God Self, for love, peace, harmony, and prosperity. All is